If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 13. You can also listen along. We are just going to be reading a few verses in Acts chapter 13. This Advent season, this Christmas season, we've been going through the book of Acts, looking at Paul's sermon to the Jews and Gentiles who were in the synagogue in Antioch, which is about central Turkey, if you've ever looked at a map of Turkey. Turkey's a beautiful country. It's has mountains like America. It has beautiful lakes like America. It's very much like our country here. But here Paul comes to the synagogue, the church, and he shares with the people the light of the world. This Christmas, I want us to look at three things just this morning. Who is the light? Why has the light come? What is his purpose? And where? Where is this light meant for? And I believe this one verse in this section really explains this well. I want us to read a little bit of the context. So we're going to read verses 46 through 49, Acts 13, 46 through 49. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you. Since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, 'I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region." Let me just pray for our time really quickly. God, your word is powerful. As we sung of your power, we see it here through your truth. Even as we spoke with the kids about your promises, you hung your own bow up in the sky, a rainbow, to promise us that you would never destroy the earth like you did in the flood. Lord, actually what you did is you came to rescue us and to deliver us on this earth. Your bow is a sign of peace and a sign of hope and a sign of salvation. And so, Lord, when we see that, even this winter season, may we remember Jesus is the brightest light. He is all colors combined. He makes up everything and he defines everything. And Lord, may we, even this morning as we sit in this room, submit to your word and submit to Jesus Christ as our King. And if there is someone here, Lord, who is not trusted in Jesus, Lord, would they see what God has to say this morning, hear his words, and believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. So I tried to explain a little bit of what light is to kids. And still, to my mind, it's almost boggles my mind. But the white light, pure light, the light that is described in Scripture, is every other color contained. If you look, I don't know if you ever had those prism toys where it refracted the light inside of it, and you'd hold it up, or you'd even hold it up to a light in your house, and you'd look through, and you could see the different colors separated from white light, the reflection, the kaleidoscope. That one has a ton of lights and colors as well. That is a picture, I believe, a beautiful picture of the light that has come, that is Jesus Christ. We're here in Acts 13, but there's two places I want us to look. If you have your Bibles, John chapter 1 is a beautiful description of the light of the world. John chapter 1, verses 6 and following. John 1, verses 6 and following. Actually, let's just start in verse 1, because this whole context needs to make sense from the beginning, and the light of the world begins in the beginning there. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And this is talking of Jesus Christ. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, the white light that contains all other lights. But he came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And it continues to go on to say, he came into the world, and the world did not know him. Imagine that. When you think of light and darkness, you think that it would be recognizable, it would be clear, it would be seen. But even the hearts of many are deceived and don't see the light of Jesus Christ. I was doing a little Googling, I guess, or researching about candlelight, and I just thought it would be interesting to talk that when a light enters into a dark room, they say it can be seen a mile and a half away. If you Google it, it says 30 miles away. That's actually not quite correct, mainly because of the shape of the earth. 30 miles away, the curve of the earth would cover any light that far away. I don't know how Google got that number, but they say after 3 miles, you can't see past the horizon because of that curve. But 1.5 miles from here, and if you know Pleasant Hill a little bit, it's just where that hill dips down to the lower gas station. If you put a candle on the highway there, right at that hill dipping down, and you stand, don't do it, please, out here and look down Highway 58, you could see a candle burning that far away in the night. The light has come. Who is this light? Well, we read here in John 1 in the beginning that Jesus is the true light. But did you know that we are called lights in this world? I want you to be reminded this morning that you are the light of the world. We think of ourselves and look at ourselves in different ways. Maybe we even compare ourselves or identify ourselves by our job or our hobby. Well, I'm a skydiver. I don't know actually if any of you are skydivers. I'm a zipliner. I know some of you have been ziplining. Or I'm a carpenter. Or I'm a plumber. Or I'm a construction worker. Or I work for the electric company. But that's not really who you are. God says here in Acts 13:47, I have made you a light. If you have trusted in Jesus Christ, one of your new identities is that you are a light. One of those pure white lights that reflect all the colors of who Jesus Christ is. Almost as if the sun, Jesus Christ, is shining on us and we get to be the mirror to send that out to others. We can be identified by many things, and this world wants to tell us and identify us in so many different ways. But one that's beautiful is that we are lights. That Jesus has promised us the Holy Spirit inside of us. And wherever we walk, we are being a candle in the darkness. It's like a candle that you, I don't know, we do. We lose power here in Pleasant Hill, Oregon. And you might, maybe probably don't have candles. Maybe you do. I usually pull out my flashlight. But even so, you take your flashlight, and if you go from one room to the next, this one, new one is illuminated, and the room behind is now in darkness. If we could see ourselves as lights, moving around and bringing light into the dark world, this is who God says we are. We are a light for the Gentiles, and what is our purpose? That we might bring salvation. We bring a message of a person, as we spoke of weeks before, that our salvation, this word actually in the scripture, that word salvation entails in it the whole message of Jesus Christ, that he has come to save us from our sin. The message of Christmas. That this Christmas, today and tomorrow, we get to remember that we are not just lights shining, but we're lights with a message, and that message is a person, Jesus Christ. That we get to share, there is hope this Christmas. That there can be joy, even as I meet with someone who's struggling to live, there can be peace and rest and assurance because of a person, Jesus Christ. And as we saw earlier, because he is risen and he is alive forever, we can be assured that there is life eternal, life forevermore. He began the resurrection to new life, and all of us who are in Jesus Christ can be assured, fully convinced, that this salvation means life eternal. That we don't have to face our deathbed in fear and trepidation and wonder. This Christmas, let's remember, salvation has come, and we are messengers of that person, of that story, of that baby born in a manger. We are light. Let's remember that. Let's picture that. For me, when I hear words, I try to think it through in my mind. What does that look like? And I literally think, if I was walking around, I'd be illuminating into a dark space. And as we said, even one light shines for miles. We are that illumination, showing others who Jesus Christ is. I'm sure you've seen this in your own life, or I've seen it even when someone else comes to me and we're talking about someone else, and they just off the cuff say, you know, that person's just different. And then they say, different in a good way. But there's something about that person. There's something about her. There's something about him. It's because God says we are lights. We can't help but be different. We are new creations. Someone new has come inside of us. For those of us who've trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior. So who are we? We are lights. We have the message of salvation. And where is the call to? Paul reminds this church that we're mainly Jewish people. The light of salvation has come to the Gentiles. And it goes, as it says, to the ends of the earth. Everywhere. The gas station, Christmas meal, Europe, Arizona, especially when it's hot and sunny and you're enjoying walking around, not right now, maybe in this weather, but the light of Christ goes with us everywhere. And when the scripture says it's to the Gentiles, understanding that context means the gospel is for all kinds of people as well. for those who are well-to-do, for those who are just trying to make it through today. For those of us who forget sometimes how much we are blessed with, and for those who are just praying for a blessing to come their way this Christmas. May we not just give gifts today or tomorrow, or maybe it was yesterday. May we not just be with family, but may we remember that we have this message of salvation to give to all people. To the grocery clerk that we see on a weekly basis, to the Starbucks barista, to the Dutch Brothers person who's got loud music playing in that little hut of theirs and shouts at you, "What do you want to order?" I love the energy in those Dutch Brothers. There's something about that. We are a light to all people. And maybe this Christmas it's to be a light to our family, to remind our family members the greatest gift that has come to us is the gift of Jesus Christ. That as sinners, we need a Savior. That we are actually under the judgment of God because of our sin. And God says, "I have provided a way of salvation out of sin, into forgiveness of sin, into freedom from sin." As we've been looking at Paul's sermon this chapter, and the word that is used, even in this little context here, is they believed. You don't have to clean yourself up. You don't have to do 8 things. You don't have to do 1 or 2 things. Jesus asks us, what you have to do is believe. To say, "Lord, I believe that message is true." And as the disciples said, when they were with Jesus, "Help my unbelief. Help if I doubt that, for me to believe that Jesus is the reason for Christmas, that he can save me from my sin, that he has forgiven me and freed me from sin and the power that sin holds and the destruction that sin wants to bring. Jesus is the Savior of the world, to the ends of the world." And I love that we have brothers and sisters in the Lord. We get to hear these stories of them, of what God is doing in Eastern Asia and the Philippines and India and Turkey and all over Northern Canada. I love Canada, by the way. I love traveling to Canada and then coming back into America. God is the God over all places. Let us worship him as the God who sends us to the ends of the world and even across the street to our neighbors this Christmas. Amen? Amen. Let's sing as we close, as we end with a song about singing praise to our God. I just want to share with you this song. You probably don't know the band, but I love their lyrics are just so truthful, and they're from Canada, of all places. They're called Royal Royal, and this is what they sing to Christ. "To the amazing one, to the unchanging one, to him our anthem raises, we lift up our hands of praise for all the things that he's done, for all the things to come. To him the anthem raise, we lift up a shout of praise. Praise him with all of the music. Praise him, all of the nations. Praise him with all of creation. We praise him, we praise him. Praise him with all of your heart, sing. Praise him in this generation. Jesus, the light of salvation. We praise him, we praise him." And the bridge, "Shine your light forever and ever." That's our call this morning. We are lights in this dark world. Amen.